Hi, Assalamualaikum. Here you are tuning in with Azim Melayu Podcast. Okay, the good news is right now I'm so happy and I was surprised and shocked that there were two or three peoples from United States who have listened to my podcast. Okay, this is such a very big accomplishment for me, but maybe not for you. So, I'm so happy, you know, I'm so happy and I'm so confused at the first time because I'm just was doing my podcast before, but in Malay. So I thought that if I could deliver my speech, not my speech, but my idea and my thought on my podcast using bilanguage. Is it okay with that? Is it okay if I use Malay? And is it okay if I make another podcast in English also? I'm doing it because I think that not all Malaysians that should take this podcast as a education platform, but also the other country. I'm just so speechless right now because I'm so happy. Okay, so happy. I think that firstly, I'm just having like low budget. I don't have microphone. I don't have a very like a big space or like a very private space for me to do this podcast because I'm just sharing my bedroom with my siblings. I'm just having my about 8 siblings, so there was like there are so many noisy. So many noise around, so I think that it is very impossible for me to make this podcast as best as you could find at any podcasters, right? So, I'm so sorry for the different pitching. Sometimes it might be very broken. Like the vehicle outside, the noise around me, the fan spinning around, like whatever you can hear right now, I think, because right now I'm just switching on the fan because I'm so hot, and you know my siblings are sleeping right now. Okay, so I'm so happy because even I'm just put like a very low budget, not low budget, but I'm just not buy any microphone, any headphone for doing this. I'm just go on with the flow. I'm just trying to give my best. This is not my best, but this is the only thing that I can afford for the time being. Okay, I hope that you guys can pray for me so that I will work one day, because now I'm just studying for my SPM at 2020, and I'm just so happy if you guys can pray for my SPM result one day, inshallah. Shukran. Okay, what I'm talking, I don't know what the heck is this. Okay, I'm just so happy for you if you are still here and listen to my podcast, even I know that my podcast is so what we call it, like I think that my podcast is not SM level as the other podcast you see, you listened out there. I'm so sorry again, but I think I should start to have belief in myself. I should have trust in myself, have faith, and have confidence. I'm so confident right now, I will get a lot of audience out there. Because I think even I don't have enough money for doing this, I know that Allah and our Lord, He will give us a chance to change our life into a better version. For you guys who are still listening to my podcast, I'm praying for you to have faith. If you are facing a lot of problems right now, you should know that there are a lot of problems out there that are even bigger than yours. If you think that you don't have money, if you think that you don't have friends, companies, you don't have families, you don't even have like the happiness that you always try to seek, but you still, yet it is really, it still cannot be found. I hope that you will find one day. You will find it one day. But you have to think the other things, the other side of this. Maybe if you find this, you're not going to be the passion version of you. Before this, you used to trust, you used to find, you used to keep passion to yourself. You always practice to be patient of waiting for the soulmate, waiting for the money to come down from the sky, and you are still waiting for the jobs to be given to you, or even you are waiting for the call of your interview last week, or even last month, or even last year. So you have to think that maybe this cannot be as patient as today. If Allah not give you this challenge, this problem, this test, you are not going to be as the best version of you today. So actually the best version is like, so far this is the best that you can do. But next time Allah will give you like another chance for you to change yourself into a better version. So the other side of the coin, you have to look at another side. If you are poor, if you are so penniless, if you are so penniless right now, you have to trust that this is the moment for you to learn your skills. This is the moment for you to find. Maybe you have to back to square one. Maybe you have to find the source of this problem. Maybe you have to find the hikmah of this thing. We call it as the wisdom, or we call it as the, you know what the problem, the proverb is, seed is, as it state. We have to trust that there will be a silver lining after all the clouds and whatever, the rainy days. So we have to trust, we have to believe that we are no one. We just cannot know, we just don't know. We are just like out of the secrets folded in this earth, that rizqi, that the the like we call it as I don't know, but it calls like rezeki, right? The rezeki will be yours one day. You have to just trust in yourself. And the one thing that you shouldn't forget until right now, and even one day, or even one day you are going to be rich, you will get like a very great title, like a doctor or anything, datuk, daten, whatsoever. Trust me, effort is the fundamental of this thing. Effort is always the base. Effort is always going to be the center point. And everything are depend on your efforts. If you have belief in you, if you have like total good surrounding around you, and you have good mindset, you have a very positive, a very like clear mind to find the solution of your problem, you should know that the only thing to solve the to find the solution is you have to step further. What I mean is you have to take action. Of course, the thing that you are doing now is taking action, is your effort to find the solution. Okay, if you are still a freelancer, or even you are still finding a job, maybe you should like tackle the situation. What I mean is, maybe you can find another method. Like we all like used to finding a jobs. Maybe one day, or right now, you should creating a job, like making a podcast, being a blogger, or even YouTuber. I mean, a YouTuber, you should be like so happy-go-lucky. You should learn from other YouTuber to attract a lot of audience. And I trust that the topics itself will play a very important role. Okay, for this time right now, I believe that you all at least have a very creative mind, and your creativity will explode one day if you try to sit down, find a paper, or even you try to read a lot of fantastic stories from other people who has been a great billionaire, or even a very great, what I mean is they are already a master right now. So you still can find, listen to their words, read their stories, read their books, and try to absorb a lot of input in their words and what they try to deliver. Okay, try to creating a job. I think that we right now, the most successful people on this earth is the one who want to create something and give the chance to a lot of people. So this video, like, I'm so expressing my gratitude to those who have successfully make a lot of achievement. Of course, right, their YouTube, their Facebook platform, Mark Zuckerberg. Okay, I know his name, Mark Zuckerberg. He is the founder. He is the one behind the scene of this Facebook and stuff so on. So try to be like him, try to create something. Maybe if you think this is so unbelievable, impossible for you to make this, but you have to try. You have to know that 1,000 steps ahead will begin only with a small step, and a small step needs a lot of the effort, belief, confidence, and positive mind. Okay, that's all from me. I hope that you will enjoy my podcast. Insha'Allah, I will do in Malay language also. Insha'Allah, amin, amin. Thank you, syukran ya Allah, because you are giving us faith to live to the fullest and trust that you are the giver. Insha'Allah, amin, amin. Assalamualaikum. Thank you for listening to my podcast. I think that this podcast may be like so strange, because I'm not used to speak in English, but I say to you that I'm so confident right now. If you think that my English was so broken, thank you for coming. Thank you for having like a very great concern for me, for my English. But I think I should say and make a plea with you guys that I will start to study English properly. Okay, thank you. Bye. That's all. Hi, welcome back. You are tuning in and Azim Melayu Podcast. Sorry, dah lama sangat aku tak update sebenarnya. Betul tak? Dalam almost 1 month lah juga. So, hari ni kita nak bercakap tentang topik yang asal sebenarnya, topik yang tak perlu diajar, topik yang secara naturally kita akan dibentuk, kita akan didatangi dengan banyak ajaran, pengajaran dan juga gambaran. So, topik yang kita nak cakap hari ni tentang mentality. So, mentality ni adalah satu skop kehidupan kita yang ramai orang tolak tepi, tak nak ambil tahu. Mentaliti ni ialah cara kita berfikir. Ada orang dia tak pernah peduli dan tak nak ambil tahu. Mungkin sebab kita ni hidup, kita rasa betul, kita buat. Kita suka, kita buat. That's called the mentality. Kita buat satu benda yang macam mana otak kita proses, macam mana otak kita kata, yes, you should do this. Yes, kau kena buat ni, kau tak boleh buat ni. Then, that is the mentality. Tapi kadang-kadang mentality ni, kita tak boleh ikut, kita tak boleh nak asah, nak bentukkan dia dengan menggunakan kuasa emosi dan juga perasaan semata-mata. Kita kena ambil kira dari pelbagai aspek. Contohnya dari segi ilmu, dari segi logik dan banyak perkara.
kalau kita ikutkan hati, kita akan mati. Kalau kita ikutkan orang lain pun, kita akan mati. Jadi benda pertama yang kita kena fikirkan adalah tentang rohani. Yang membentuk adalah hati, yang memproses adalah otak. Jadi untuk menghasilkan satu mentaliti, membentuk dan mengasahkan satu mentaliti yang baik, kita perlukan ilmu. Kita kena pandai menapis segala unsur di sekeliling kita. Barulah kita jadikan sebagai satu perkara yang melekat dalam jiwa dan otak kita. Barulah kita jadikan satu perkara itu adalah kepercayaan dan juga prinsip hidup kita. Aku ada mentaliti aku sendiri. Orang lain ada mentaliti dia sendiri. So aku seorang yang minimalis, terlalu minimalis. Aku bukan perfectionist. Aku tak pernah memandang satu benda tu secara teliti dan terperinci. Aku tak tahulah, tapi aku teringin juga nak tanya orang lain yang jenis very apa ni, detail oriented. Sebab pada aku diorang ni sangat-sangat cerewet. Mungkin bagus ni pada diorang sebab diorang rasa merimaskan mata diorang. Sebab diorang rasa benda ni tak kena, tu tak kena. So bila benda tu dah diselesaikan, jadi everything dah pun tersusun, dah pun kemas, mata diorang tak serabut. Tapi diorang mesti perlukan tenaga dan juga usaha yang lebih besar berbanding dengan big picture person. Kalau aku memang jenis big picture, aku pandang satu benda secara menyeluruh. Aku tak pandang secara teliti, secara terperinci. Sebab pada aku, orang yang nak overthinking, orang yang berfikir think and think over again disebabkan satu benda perkara yang kecil adalah orang yang tak nak mencari kebahagiaan dia sendiri, mencari kepuasan di sekeliling dia. Kadang-kadang kita kena blend in. Memang kena blend in. Persekitaran tu yang akan membentuk kita. Cari persekitaran yang baik, cari persekitaran yang okay. We must blend in. Tapi kalau kita tak boleh blend in, just go away. Kita boleh lari daripada persekitaran kita dengan cara kita banyakkan habiskan masa seorang diri. Kalau kita tak boleh blend in dengan masyarakat, kita we can just analyze. Kita boleh tapis balik apa yang kita terima daripada orang luar, daripada masyarakat sekeliling kita. So that's the perfectionist, minimalist, semuanya diorang terpaksa blend in dengan persekitaran diorang. Kadang-kadang ada orang minimalis, persekitaran dia banyak sangat orang perfectionist. Maybe dari sudut positif, kita kena terima that is the way their mind works, the brain process. Mungkin memang diorang jenis pandang satu benda teliti. We have to accept that. Tak perlu banyak soal, tak perlu banyak alasan. So there's a perfectionist. Seorang perfectionist kalau dikelilingi dengan orang yang minimalis, seorang yang big picture, seorang yang langsung tak terfikir pasal benda-benda kecil tu, we have to blend in with them also. Bila kita pandang daripada sisi positif, bila kita dengar daripada diorang sendiri punya alasan dan juga diorang punya perceptions about something berbeza dengan kita. Okay, secara jujurnya aku seorang minimalis dan aku kadang-kadang tak boleh terima dengan orang yang perfectionist. Bagi aku, perfectionist ni seorang yang prejudice. Adakah perfectionist ni adalah satu penyakit sebenarnya, ataupun perfectionist ni ada kaitan dengan prejudice? Aku tak tahulah. Tapi kebanyakannya orang yang aku kenal, perfectionist adalah seorang yang prejudice. They will like very skeptical lah orang cakap. Semua benda dia orang ketegur, like kau apa ni, Contohnya, dia tudung tak we wear, mungkin kita baru naik daripada baru keluar daripada tandas ke apa semua. Dan dia cakap, eh kau kenapa tak lap tangan ni, busuk lah bau apa semua ni, tinggal berair apa semua ni kan. Kau ni tak jaga kebersihan ke apa semua, whatever. Ataupun tudung kita bau busuk ke tiba-tiba, maybe you know, udara-udara dalam tandas ke whatever semua. Kadang dia ni seorang perfectionist ni, memang prejudice orang cakap. Tapi ada juga orang yang perfectionist ni, sebenarnya dia perfectionist pada keadaan sekeliling dia, kebersihan. Tapi ada juga yang tak prejudice. Sama dengan minimalis, minimalis pun ada, tak ada je. Ada je orang yang ambil side positif daripada perangai minimalis, dan juga side negatif. So bila kita tengok lah, ada yang minimalis yang very prejudice. Sebab apa dia fikir macam, eh dia ni kenapa kena ke pakai apa ni, kena ikut peraturan semua ni, macam eh budak kolotnya apa semua ni kan, perlu ke like very detail semuanya, kena selari, everything kena in order. Aku macam okay, kalau seorang minimalist dia akan cakap dia buang masa. Tapi untuk seorang perfectionist, kita pandang daripada sudut diorang, maybe they will have their own answer. Mungkin dia cakap senangkan kerja diorang, mungkin orang cakap lagi bagus, mata diorang tak serabut. Tapi untuk seorang minimalis, diorang boleh hidup walaupun dia rasa sekeliling dia tu banyak sangat benda-benda yang serabut. Macam aku, aku minimalis, aku tak fikir pun semua benda sekeliling aku tu. Sebab aku rasa kebersihan memang kena jaga. Orang minimalis bukan bermakna dia pengotor. Minimalis dengan orang pengotor, that is very two different thing. Seorang minimalis ni, minimalis ni seorang yang sangat ringkas, sangat tak ambil pot pun every single detail. Seorang yang biasa dan bukan perfectionist. So bila aku rasa hidup aku macam ni, I'm still in order, in a mess. Kau faham tak? Organized mess. Aku pernah baca satu term, organized mess. Aku rasa term ni sangat kena dengan aku. Sebab apa? Aku rasa walaupun aku sangat serabut tu pun, aku boleh hidup lagi. Aku boleh cari barang aku jumpa. Aku boleh buat kerja aku tanpa stress-stress. Macam perfectionist, stress tu, stress ni. Aku macam, what the heck? Apa yang korang hidupkan dalam hidup ni kalau semata-mata nak stress over small thing? Okay, this is not satu luahan hati daripada aku, tapi cuma sekadar perbahasan. Aku tak tahulah sebenarnya apa yang aku patut fikirkan. Aku memang cuba pandang daripada side positif, side diorang sendiri. Memang aku akan, okay baik, that is your answer, that is your principle. Tu adalah prinsip kau, tu adalah cara hidup kau, that's your lifestyle, so just go on with that. Tapi jangan pernah sesekali persoalkan kenapa dan mengapa aku ada lifestyle macam ni, aku ada cara macam ni. Aku boleh terima pendapat online, aku boleh terima lifestyle online, tapi online tak boleh tegur lifestyle aku, tak boleh. Sebab aku rasa that is the way your life. Okay, kadang-kadang orang yang perfection ni, dia tak boleh terima orang yang minimalis ni, tak boleh terima orang yang tak ikut cara dia. Tapi same goes dengan orang minimalis. Kadang-kadang rasa serabut dengan orang yang terlalu pentingkan kesempurnaan in every single detail tu. Dia kena ada like sangat-sangat penting lah cakap, kena ada benda tu. Unsur kekemasan, unsur-unsur semua tu kena ada in everyday life. Sebenarnya dua-dua perangai manusia minimalis dan perfectionist ni, dia ada baik buruk dia. Tapi apa yang aku rasa, the conclusion of this traits, kita kena sedar yang sebenarnya kita hidup bukan dengan diri kita tapi dengan masyarakat. So we have to blend in. Yang perfectionist kena cuba blend in dengan yang biasa-biasa. Yang minimalis, yang minimalis kenalah try untuk main bergaul, blend in dengan orang-orang yang perfectionist. Maybe ada benda yang kita tak tahu daripada one another side. Itu je aku nak cakapkan hari ni. Tapi aku rasa korang minimalist, please stop speculating yang benda-benda buruk-buruk daripada perfectionist. And also the perfectionist, stop lah korang nak like tegur everything, speculate everything. Sebab kita tak ada di tempat diorang, kita tak tahu niat diorang, dan kita tak tahu cara diorang macam mana. So dalam hidup kita ni, dan kita jangan fikir this is your life, tapi your life kena lah in order. Kena ada ni, kena tu. Tak, sebenarnya tak semua orang perlukan khidmat nasihat daripada orang-orang lain pun tentang cara hidup dia. Kadang cara hidup ni adalah cara yang mana-mana, macam mana kita selesa, yang buat kita tak trust. Sebab apa bila kita ikut cara orang lain, in the end kita akan still rasa stress. Kita akan rasa this is not my life, this is not me. Untuk mengelakkan benda-benda ini berlaku, kita kena ambil pot. Kita kena find our root. Kita kena cari akal kita. Kita kena cari diri kita. Itu je lah yang aku nak carukan. Perfectionist dan minimalist bukan bermakna kau hebat, bukan bermakna kau lebih bagus daripada dia atau dia. We are still equal.